T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right now, we're joined by Thomas Renz of Renz Law. We've talked to him before. You know, this is the guy. He's been one of the lawyers, and there are just not enough of them in conservative circles, who has filed lawsuit after lawsuit to try to push back on overreach by state governments and the federal government when it comes to COVID restrictions. And now this could be the most nefarious part of this after an entire year. If we get vaccine passports that supposedly have nothing to do with the federal government, but are an idea that's enforced by business. You want to go about your daily life, you absolutely have to get the vaccine, and you have to show your papers in order to do anything where other people will be present for a disease or a virus that kills, 1%, a little over 1% of the people who get it. Thomas Renz is with us this morning to talk about the prospect of this. You think we're going to get the vaccine passport concept across country?
Well, I think they're certainly planning on it. And, you know, the question will be whether we can stop it.
What would it look like if it's not a CDC blue passport like the one I have to use when I go overseas? How do you execute on this? I tell you, Thomas, I was talking to somebody last night. So many people have gotten the vaccine already, and they just have a little piece of paper that, to be honest with you, I think you could Photoshop the thing and put your name on it. Nobody know the difference. I'm not advocating falsifying documents, but I think people will do that. How do they execute on this?
Well, it's hard saying for sure. I mean, they're looking to do it through technology. Mm-hmm. We do know one of my scientists was looking through, I believe it was the Pfizer vaccine, but it may not be, as one of the vaccines. And they found an ingredient in there that basically would serve absolutely no purpose other than for to allow for tracking. Mm-hmm. It had something to do with phosphorescence, and I'm sorry, I really can't give all the details. But they certainly designed this with the idea of tracking and vaccine passports involved. I mean, this is something that I'm sure that there's technology that they've already conceived of that either is in place or will be in place. And I mean, this was definitely a part of the plan.
Now, when I brought this up on the air over the last 2 weeks, I've had a few emails from people have said, oh, here you go again. You're Mr. Negative. You hate the government. Don't trust them. They're trying to protect us. It's not really going to impede your life. You don't want to get the vaccine. This is really a fake story here.
Yeah, I don't understand how anybody could be that blind. So here's the thing: if you go back to the '80s and you remember when AIDS was really hitting, and there's a whole AIDS epidemic, mm-hmm. and you know they were talking about, you know, should you have to disclose if you have AIDS, if you have this, if you have that? I mean, it's the same sort of thing. Do we really want people to have to disclose their personal medical information so that they can be discriminated against? And, you know, by the way, if this vaccine is safe and effective, and I'm not anti-vax, but I am very much against this vaccine. But if this is safe and effective and doing all the things that they're saying, Why do you got to worry about it? If you want to go get your vaccine, get it, and then aren't you safe? If you don't think you're safe after it, why are you getting it?
Yeah. I mean, I've been asking the same question. What is the threat to you and your family if you've been vaccinated? if your neighbor isn't? Why do you care so much about what they do or do not do?
That's absolutely right. It's absolutely right. It just doesn't matter. If you think this is safe and effective and you want to, you know, go get experimented on, please, by all means. But you know, it shouldn't matter to you then whether I do. And please don't tell me that you're, you know, a lot of these same people who keep saying that we should do this are the people who would be appalled if we were trying to discriminate in any other way. And by the way, it's discrimination. There are sects of Judaism, sects of Christianity, sects of Islam, sects of all sorts of different religions that don't believe that this is the right thing to do. Should we be able to discriminate against them? And what about the people who are physically incapable of getting this because they have a medical condition or some other thing that bars them from being able to do it? Should we discriminate against them? Should they have to wear a scarlet letter?
Yeah, I've shared on the air that my own mother, who is 78 with a lung disease, and I have been advocating that she get it because, you know, she doesn't have to worry about birth defects if she were to get pregnant, because that's not going to happen. I think, honestly, she's in the last lap of life. I'm hoping she'll hang on for a long time, but it's probably not going to be 30 more years. So I don't see the drawback to her getting it if it protects her. But she's refused, and she's a smart woman, college educated, run businesses and everything. She just won't do it. And it puzzles me and it concerns me that in this culture that we live in today, other people look at someone like my mom and say, you don't have the right as a free, educated, responsible citizen to choose your own health care. I mean, these are the same people who would say, yes, you can have an abortion right up to the moment you give birth to the baby, but when it comes to your own personal health, we will not respect your choices. And if you choose something we don't like, we'll shun you and ban you from society. I think philosophically, we've got a big problem here.
You're so dead on. I'm glad you brought that up, because from a legal perspective, that's one of the fundamental issues here, right? Mm-hmm. You can't say that you have bodily integrity and control over your own body with regards to killing a fetus, but you don't have it with regards to getting a foreign substance injected into you that you, you know, that's not even authorized by the FDA yet. I mean, this is under emergency use authorization. It's not even authorized yet.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the law, as the case law that currently exists, tilts this one way or another? If someone like my mother said, hey, I want to go into a store and I've been banned from the store, I want to get on a plane and I've been banned from the plane, and she chooses to litigate it, do you think the case law tilts this one way or the other?
Well, I can assure you we're going to be finding out very soon.
Yeah.
Not only that, I would argue that we are very much in the right. I mean, the case law to me, and you know, just some of the plain language of statutes and constitution to me lean very strongly in favor of being against discrimination, which is what this is. Mm-hmm. I mean, ultimately, we've got these people who, I believe they've always been discriminatory, but they just keep finding new ways to package discrimination, and now what they're trying to do is package it through saying it's about safety and health. You know, you got a disease, it's well under a 1% fatality rate. And actually, we're seeing, from my understanding, and we're trying to get this confirmed right now, but the substantial adverse reactions on the vaccine are well over 1%. Hmm. So, I mean, it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense what they're saying. And like I said, I think this is just another way of packaging up discrimination.
Yeah.
And, trying to make it look pretty.
Listen, I appreciate the fact that you've been one of the bold voices out there, at least challenging the orthodoxy here in the government status quo. Thomas Renz of Renz Law, thanks for coming on this morning. Please stay in touch.
It's an honor. Thank you.